Hello and welcome to Wednesday Wanderings. These are shorter weekly episodes where I talk about lifestyle, business and philosophy in my work as a bushcraft instructor, forest school leader and conservationist. If you're interested in finding out more about how to earn a living and what the lifestyle of a woodland leader is, then stay tuned and we'll dive right into this week's episode. So I have been working in one capacity or another in the woodland leader outdoor industry for about 6 years or so. And I would say it's fair to say that I have built a good reputation over that time. And having a good reputation is vital to succeeding, I think, as well, anyone who deals with customers, which is what you have to do to make money. You need to have a good reputation. And the best reputations are ones where not only do people know who you are and know what you do and they think that you do good work and have a high opinion of you, they're also willing to tell other people about that. And that's where you can hit a bit of a snowball effect, where once you've built a good enough network of essentially fans and followers, they will start telling other people about you. And that's the way that's vital to having continued revenue and leads and being involved in projects. So there are three things I think you should do to gain a better reputation, to build a reputation as a woodland leader if you're starting out from scratch. Number one is meet people. Go out and meet people. If you see someone else running a forest school or bushcraft center in your area, ask whether you can stop by and see what they're up to. Have a chat. So is anyone practicing bushcraft? Anyone who enjoys that? Any local groups? Go and talk to them. Because what you don't know is who knows who. And outdoor leaders tend to be difficult to find. I don't think a lot of people shout about being a woodland leader. I don't think they shout enough. I mean, I find it difficult enough to fill people for my sessions, to find good leaders and assistants for the events I run. There's a lot to it. And it's important not to get stuck in the slices of cake mentality, where you're worried about everyone as competitors. In this space, there is still plenty of opportunity to make the cake bigger. And I think partnerships massively enhance things. I'm now in several different partnerships with several other organizations, and it's all benefited me, and it benefits them. We've grown together. We've built stuff together. But you've got to get out and meet people and talk to people. Then the second thing you need to do is help them. Be helpful and forthcoming. Share your skills, share your thoughts, share your abilities with other people. Build them up and they will want to do the same for you. They will, when they're looking for opportunity to fill a void, they will look to you. You'll be top of their mind if you've been helpful, if they know you as a person, if they like you as a person. Like I say, the cake can always get bigger. And one thing that you may not know if you haven't worked in this industry for a while is that every year summer arrives. Now that's not what you probably don't know. What you probably don't know is when summer hits, there is so much work going. Good leaders are sought after everywhere. And chances are, if you're a good leader, you're already turning down 4 to 5 opportunities every year around the summer. These can range from going out on a whole weekend trip to just helping out a half a day a session. But you're having to make decisions like, okay, oh sorry, I'm fully booked for this, I can't do that. And you want them to know you, and you want them to know that you're capable, so that when a few of those opportunities that come up, they'll go, I can't do that, but John or Sarah or whatever can. They're there. Here, let join to put in touch with this other forest school leader or bushcraft instructor that I know. And you start getting referrals that way. Because as I said, the work's far too much to handle. I've had to turn down a whole lot this year just to avoid working 7 days a week for the entirety of the summer. I mean, that's nice, but there's only one of you, and I haven't built a big enough company. If you're a small one to two man or woman set up, it's going to be tough. You can't easily expand to meet demand. So you're going to be looking for other people, people who are new and up and coming, who may not already have established base. And that could be you. So get out, meet people, and be helpful, open, and provide value. Third thing is build skills. You've just always got to be learning. There should always be more arrows being added to your quiver every year. Go on courses. Develop your skills. Try new things. Develop something that you are known for. I'm pretty well known for cookery and tops and knots. Those are the two things that I really enjoy doing. I've put a whole lot of time and energy into, and that makes me sought after for those skills. People who are running an event that wants catering will likely come to me if they're part of my network. Likewise, if people want to know about tops and knots, I'm top of the mind. If people want to know about how to work with children in early years ages, it's probably not me, but I know 4 or 5 people that I would refer you to if you ask me. And the side effect of going out and doing things, particularly if you're going courses are so incredibly valuable, not just because of the skills are good to have. And expanding your skill set and being able to do more and make things more interesting, more exciting is great. But the people you meet, particularly if you find local courses, people you meet are going to be valuable additions to your network. And being eager to learn, being punctual, being friendly, helping others during those courses will make you friends and make you a part of other people's networks. And as I said, once you get to a certain point, and I'm kind of feeling that now, and I feel so grateful for the people that are around me, because as I said, I've been doing it for 5-6 years, but now there's people that I met right at the start, and they're coming on my courses, they're referring me to or hiring me for events. I've built a network, a community, and work is coming through. And it does make things a whole lot better when work comes to you. Once you're in this game, you'll realize how much nicer it is to just work for someone else every once in a while, or at least be part of someone else's project. But take an interest in other people's projects, help them succeed, and you'll help. That's what I've noticed in the woodland, in the outdoor industry here, particularly woodland leaders. We're all eager to see other people succeed. And if you apply that same mindset yourself, there's no knowing how far you can go. And there's no limits. So there you go. Build your reputation. Be known for doing good things. And good things will come to you. That. Make the most of every day. And I'll see you in the next video.